Musicians come and play. It is our 192nd edition here on KASM as Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks are wrapping up right now. And we have our guests in the studio, so we'll be with them just momentarily. There it is, Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play. And that means it is time for another edition here on KASM. And like I said, we have our guests in the studio, and we're honored to have Melinda Ruprecht in the studios with us, our 192nd guest. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, Cy, and to everyone.
And how are you doing?
Doing real good. Got a little cold.
But... Oh, yeah. That's common. Lots of people are suffering with those these days.
Right.
So
Mother Nature wasn't very good.
Nope, that's for sure. Well, Melinda, you guys have brought out a brand new CD. You and your husband, Kevin, and Nathan Newman, and Dale Imdick, huh?
Right, yes.
And that's pretty exciting. So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But in the meantime, folks want to get to know who you are. So who were you before you were Mrs. Kevin Ruprecht?
I was Melinda Albrecht.
Albrecht, okay. And the Albrecht family hails from where?
From Delano, Minnesota.
From Delano, okay. And how many in the family?
There is one brother, and one brother passed away, and okay. I have no sisters.
Okay.
So I come from a very small family.
Small family. And I think we know your brother, Dan, also has a new CD out this year.
Right, huh? Yep. Just, I guess it's called Just Myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the concertina, the drum, and bass guitar.
Sure.
And then just formed it all together and came up with a nice CD.
You bet. Well, how did you guys get started in music? Everybody liked music way back when you were first growing up, or how did it go for you?
Yes, my dad came from Germany, so we kind of all grew up in a German background. Dad played the button accordion, and I guess I always enjoyed concertina, and my brother Dan also played concertina, and I kind of always admired that, so I thought, well, it can't be too hard.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just started taking interest in it, but first my first instrument was the drum and stuff, and my brother Paul was the one that taught me on the drum.
Oh, okay.
So that was my first instrument before concertina came about.
Oh, yeah. How young were you when you started that?
I was 5 to 6 years old on the drum.
Really?
And then I started concertina. I was around 14.
Okay.
So.
Did you play any music in high school at all?
No music, no.
No music then, so you learned it all on your own.
Learned it pretty well all on my own, right.
Awesome, awesome. So then fast forwarding, you met a guy by the name of Kevin Ruprecht. When did that all happen?
Oh, that happened probably 26 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Met him at the Monticello Flea Market, and the concertina that I was going to buy, he had already purchased, and at the time I was learning to play concertina, and then the dealer, which was Bill Kaufman, says, well, why don't you go and see who this guy is, and maybe you can buy the concertina from him.
Uh-huh.
So then Kevin had asked, well, who are you? And I says, well, I'm Albrecht.
Uh-huh.
Well, and I asked him, what's his name? Well, I'm a Ruprecht. And he says, oh, one day we won't have to change too much. So the concertina that he had, now I also have as well.
Okay.
So it's kind of a neat little story.
It is. It is. You bet. And that flea market, that was a neat place, wasn't it?
Right.
You're talking about Orsowski's, huh?
Right.
Lots of polka music over the years there, huh?
Right. And that, I guess, is no longer going
operating?
Anymore.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay.
So.
Well, that's too bad because it was a great place. I know I did some work there too over the years, and we always had great crowds there. People come out to buy all kinds of stuff, and
a lot of people, and a lot of good deals.
Absolutely, and it was always good music there as well.
Right. So, yep.
You bet. Well, neat. So then you started playing concertina. Well, you were first drumming, and so you're married to Kevin. How many kids?
I have 4 children.
4 of them. Okay, and
yep.
They are
Kevin the second. He is 23.
Uh-huh.
And it's Kalinda is my only daughter. She's going to be 23.
Uh-huh.
And then Kyle, he's in the military. He will be 21 coming up pretty soon. And then my baby is 17, will be 17.
Not really a baby anymore.
No, not no baby, but he'll still be the baby no matter what, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Always the last one to be born, so.
Uh-huh. And any interest in the polka music in the youngsters, or is that old-fashioned for them?
Well, the oldest one, he played the drum back when he was a year and a half. He had a real good beat. He was also on Polka Joe when he was 7 years old with Kevin and I.
Really?
When we did the Polka Joe show.
Yeah.
And Kyle also was another good little drummer, too. He was about a year and a half. He started playing the drum, and we had a couple gigs with him as well when I couldn't be there, and Kevin needed someone, and then Kyle would fit in and
sit in.
And Kalinda really never really got much into the musical instruments.
Okay.
But that's okay, you know.
That's right, yep.
And then Cameron was 7, and he was kind of learning concertina a little bit.
Sure, sure.
But unfortunately, that did not go very far, you know. That was just kind of a short-lived thing, unfortunately.
Sure. So you guys were out playing and doing your thing, and you were drumming, and Kevin was on concertina. How'd you do the switcheroo then?
Oh, it wasn't too hard.
It wasn't too hard, huh?
No, it wasn't too hard at all. I just
started practicing?
Yeah, just practiced and just eventually jumped on the box, and he would jump on the concertina or on the drums and stuff, and we just do versatile.
Absolutely.
You know. Well, so it worked out okay.
Neat story.
Right.
Did you guys go out through the years a lot to polka dances and stuff too?
Yes. Mini polka dances, but now it's not like it used to be.
No, it's not. Yeah.
And a lot of the nice ballrooms are
fading away.
Yeah, they're fading away, which is really sad.
Yeah. Now, you guys make your home in Richmond.
Right.
Did you frequent the ballroom over at Richmond through the years then?
Yes.
Yeah.
We played there. We had concertina jams as well long before we got married.
Uh-huh.
Kevin put a lot of those together.
Sure.
So we did a lot of little gigs there. And
okay. All right. Well, neat. Well, what's kept you busy then through the years? Now, did you work besides have another career or anything?
Yes, back when we had our band and stuff, I worked at the Cold Spring Bakery.
Oh, you did?
So I worked there for over 6 years.
For Lynn Schumann?
Yes, for the Shermans.
Shermans, okay.
And so that was sometimes kind of hard, you know,
to
get up early and then have a gig like on a Saturday night or whatever. And
sure.
Having to get up early and then Sunday having to get back into the routine of things for getting back to work on Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was kind of a little rough, as well as having the 4 kids.
Absolutely. You
kept me out of mischief, I guess.
For sure.
Right.
For sure. So over the years, who did you try to model yourself after, or who did you like watching play concertina?
I always liked Ernie Koopman and the Stageman.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Betty Wolf and the Deutschmeisters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you could hear the concertina from start to finish.
Absolutely.
Yep. She was they were a very good band.
Absolutely. And she taught lots of their kids. I was fortunate to have lessons from her. And she was great for polka music.
Yes.
Absolutely.
She was.
You bet. So, over the years, where have you done some of your work at? Nursing homes or?
Nursing homes, wedding anniversaries, birthday parties. We played the Waconius Fair. Mm-hmm. That was probably a good 15 years ago.
Really? Wow.
There's a lot more anniversaries and stuff, I think, back when we were playing. You know, more so than maybe now.
Sure, sure.
Especially like 25th wedding anniversaries, there's not as many like what there used to be.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you guys have been, so how long have you been playing the concertina then on the jobs rather than drums?
Probably about 35 plus years.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And Oktoberfest too. I did a lot of Oktoberfest. That was kind of our main deal too.
Oh, okay.
Yep, a lot of Oktoberfest, some Isanti, Richmond Oktoberfest.
Wow.
So there's been a lot of them. And my dad, he always helped us with those too, because my dad could talk the German language and could sing the German words and played the button accordion. And so he did a lot of fill-in work with us as well.
Absolutely. So if you were going to pick up the concertina, first of all, do you read music or do you play by ear?
First, I played by ear.
Did you?
And that is not the right way to go.
No, no.
You should start always, get some lessons, get the finger patterns, and learn your notes. And then after that, once you memorize that, then you can kind of go out and then go from there.
Do it free.
But sometimes you can't always just think that you're going to pick it up and go from there, because it doesn't always work, which... That's how I learned.
Sure. Well, I've heard that from more players already that picked it up and just played by ear. And then after a while, when they wanted to play some tougher numbers and that little finger doesn't work down there or whatever,
then you're kind of stuck.
Break that habit. And boy, right. It's harder to retrain than it is to just learn it right off.
Yep, so. Learn it right off. Get the finger patterns and so that you're a smooth player.
Sure.
So that the finger's got to know where every button goes.
Sure.
Otherwise, you can kind of be in trouble if you don't.
Well, what was this concertina? What concertina was that you guys were both competing for?
It was a little Pearl Queen.
Pearl Queen?
A 1900 Pearl Queen.
Really?
Yeah.
What color?
And it was kind of multicolored, kind of like a pearl color.
Oh, okay, sure. Uh-huh.
And in fact, when I went to Germany my first time to see my grandma, we took that concertina along and we played in Germany.
Really?
And the German people, they just loved it because the concertina in Germany is very, very rare.
Thought of, yeah. Right. It's very much, yeah.
So that was a pretty neat thing.
I guess so. What key? Key of C?
Yes, it was a key of C.
Okay, very good. What are you playing these days then?
Well, I play my Hengel.
You've got a Hengel.
Once you play a Hengel, you're very spoiled.
Yes, that happens. Yeah. I've heard that. Yeah. What key do you have there?
E flat. C and a B flat.
Oh, you have three of them. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Kind of switch around, do a little switcheroo and stuff, which is kind of nice to...
gives a different sound.
A different sound, right.
Now, are these made by Christy or by Jerry? These are the originals.
Christy.
So they probably have numbers inside too, huh? Do you know?
Yes,
don't know the numbers, the serial numbers?
No, not offhand.
Yeah.
But I have a one that has the Swedish reeds in it.
Okay.
And it's a very... All of them have... hand-cut Swedish reeds, and which have a very unique sound.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I say, once you start playing them, you can't really put them down.
Absolutely.
It's so unique of a sound.
You bet. Well, that's great. You bet. So, I was going to ask you then, if you're going to grab the concertina, what number comes out of it first for you?
I'd have to say the Auntie's Waltz.
You like that one.
Yes, that's usually the one that I usually start my jobs out with is the Auntie's.
All right. Yep. Awesome. And so you still read music then today when you go to a job?
I basically got it all pretty well memorized.
Oh, you do?
Unless I learn a new piece that I'm not real sure on, then I will need to take the music along and then get my numbers and everything situated and the fingers and everything. But usually it's all pretty well memorized.
So you're able to stand up there or sit up there?
I sit on a concertina box.
On the concertina box?
Yes.
And you can visit with the people while you play?
Usually not too
not
much.
Not so much,
no,
yeah. Oh,
no,
boy.
Yep.
Me, I'm not a multitasker.
And the same with chewing gum and playing concertina.
Oh, yeah.
That's another thing that I'm really not good with.
No. It's always amazed me when you see... Carl or Gary Brigham or any of these guys, and they're playing away and they're talking and motioning and this and that.
Right.
How they can do that.
And probably having a cold beer in the middle of that too.
And singing at the same time. Oh my gosh, I don't know how they do it.
Pretty amazing.
It is. Well, if we can ask you to hold that thought, Melinda.
Okay.
We'll come back after I read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, our sponsor, and we'll continue the conversation.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market as we are now in the last week of March. The calendar says it's spring, and Mother Nature will likely send us some nice weather soon. Nice weather makes us think of digging out the grill and cooking and eating outside. The thought of a juicy ribeye sizzling on the grill with that great charcoal flavor, yum. How about some hot dogs, hamburgers, or brats? Oh, so juicy and flavorful on the grill. Makes me hungry just talking about all these great entrees off the grill. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market for the greatest selection of brats, hot dogs, burgers, and steaks around. Yes, it certainly feels good to get outdoors after such a long and persistent, maybe mild, but persistent winter. More great news, the first of the outdoor cookouts out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market just a couple of weeks away. Our charitable organizations like the Lions, Lioness, Knights of Columbus, just to mention a few, do such a wonderful job of cooking and serving those delicious brats and burgers out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Be sure to stop by whenever you can and thank them for the great job that they do. They are all donating their time and talent for some very worthwhile causes. And as always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. And you can always call 320-363-4913. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Melinda, for being our guest on the program, brought that meat package along for you today. Send that with you. Hope that you and Kevin and the family enjoy it in good health.
How's that? Well, thank you very much, Cy, and thank everyone at the St. Joe Meat Market from us as well.
We will do that.
Very, very nice.
You bet. All righty. So we were talking about playing that concertina and just before we went to the break here, and also mentioning that you, Auntie's Waltz, are there some numbers that you say, wow, I don't think I'll ever play that one? Some tough ones?
Probably the Aberdee was kind of a little tougher one.
For you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's different octave changes in that
sure.
song.
Okay.
But then after you know, you work on it a little at a time, and then you start to just go from there.
If I may ask, how much do you practice?
When I first started playing concertina, I did 6 hours a day.
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow. That's a lot. But yes. That's how you get good.
Right. And a lot of practicing.
Yep, yep.
And it just, concertina is one instrument that you really have to work on. It does not come overnight.
No, that's true. That is so true.
But what you make your mind to, I mean, you can do just about anything.
You bet.
So.
Yep. Now, do you still drum on occasion? Do you guys switch around usually?
We still switch around, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So Kevin will play concertina sometimes?
Sometimes, sure.
And then you go on the drums and
right.
vice versa?
Right.
When you're out on a job, what do people usually see? Is it just the two of you, or do you go with more people?
Usually it's the two of us, uh-huh. and then Dale usually does keyboard, piano.
Okay.
So kind of either he'll get the set in,
okay.
or Kevin and I... Or sometimes just I'll play mm-hmm. with Dale and stuff. So it kind of, we usually go about 2 to 3 piece,
okay.
usually when we do go.
Okay. And now who is Dale?
Dale Imdick from Meyer Grove.
Oh, okay. And how'd you run into him?
Well, I've known Dale since 1989.
Okay.
Kevin's known him a lot earlier. He's known Dale since 1980s.
Okay, sure. And just
stuff.
Always knew that always, he was a musician, too.
Yes, and he's the church organist at the Meyer Grove Catholic Church.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yep, so he's very musically inclined and
sure.
a very dear and good friend.
Well,
so,
that's awesome.
Good musician.
Well, we want to take a couple moments and talk about that brand new CD. You call it Concertina Melinda, Playing Your Favorites. And,
right.
And a beautiful picture of you guys. How'd that picture come about?
Well, we just wanted to have something done like in the fall of the year, and
uh-huh.
it just happened to be when my recording came out,
uh-huh.
the picture was taken in September, October.
Okay.
And with the beautiful trees in the background. And,
yeah.
And that's kind of how we just put it together. My daughter took the picture.
Okay.
Did a very nice job.
Absolutely. And on the picture, of course, you are holding the concertina. You've got Kevin sitting off to your side. Dale standing up behind you, and another young fellow in the picture.
Yes, Nathan Newman.
And good things to say about Nathan, huh?
Yes, lots of good things.
Now, he recorded you, huh?
He did all of the recording.
Wow.
Yep, in 2 hours' time.
2 hours' time, really?
He came with his little recording system.
Uh-huh.
And then it was us three, Dale and myself and Kevin,
mm-hmm.
and we did our parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then what he did... is he took them home, and then he dubbed all of his horns. He did the sax, and he did some
trumpets.
The trumpet and the bass horn.
Yeah.
He dubbed himself in. And yeah, about 2 hours, and the recording was done.
Wow. And it's a nice-sounding recording. I've listened to it several times this week already, and really, really good. And, of course, when folks see you guys out and about, you'll have them along. So
yes, I will be having them along.
And you've provided us with some. We've got them for sale at the St. Joe Meat Market. So
right,
folks
right.
Liking what they hear, they can stop in and pick one up.
I'm hoping everyone enjoys them.
Absolutely.
Enjoys the songs and stuff, and I mean, I'm very happy with the recording. I'm very happy how it turned out for my very first recording.
Sure, you bet.
Nathan did a very nice job and exceptional work, and other musicians maybe want to one day give him a call, too, if they ever want to do a recording.
He's looking to do that type of work.
Yes, and mm-hmm. he's very good, and he's very precise at what he does.
You bet. 13 great songs on this, all polkas
right.
and waltzes.
Polkas, waltzes, and one lovely Schottische.
Oh, one Schottische, that's right. Yep, old
yep,
Susanna.
The old Susanna.
Ah, nice. You bet. All right.
Good old German one.
You bet. Well, we're just about out of time here, so we want to save time to play some of this great music. But I ask everybody, and you've probably listened to the show a few times, you got a favorite memory over the years that you might share with the listeners?
Yes. In fact, there's quite a few, but the one that really sticks out
uh-huh.
is I played for my supervisor's wedding.
Really?
I had the concertina in front of the church. She did not want any organ music. She didn't
really?
Want any singing. So I was up in the front of the church, and I played concertina through the whole wedding service.
Wow.
And that was very, very unique.
Yes, you bet.
To know the different parts, I had to pick all the different songs, what would be appropriate for the wedding.
Wow. And when was this, recently or a long
time
ago?
Well, this was like over 25 years ago.
My goodness, really?
Yeah, and she's still married.
Really good. Yeah. What church was this?
The Howard Lake Lutheran Church.
Okay,
in Howard Lake, Minnesota.
Neat. Yeah. Well, that's pretty special. You bet. Well, great. Well, with that, we're going to let you guys run, and thank you for taking time coming on out here to the studio to be on our program here. And like I tell each and every one, good Lord willing, and you guys, we're both here. We'll do this thing again.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you to everyone who got a chance to listen today, and I hope you enjoy the songs on my new recording.
Sounds good. Well, there we have it. That's Concertina Melinda. And looking forward to music coming up here on the next segment of our program. We're now at 8 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we're at 38 degrees here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. Music coming up by Concertina Melinda.